सर्वसम्पदाम् लोकाभिरामं श्रीरामं भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम् नीलाचलनिवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने सुभद्रा प्राणनाथाय श्रीजगन्नाथाय मङ्गलम्। प्रिय भगवत् बान्धव, we feel it's a great privilege to be with you all on this auspicious occasion of Jagannath Rath Yatra. It's happening now in the divine city Puri Jagannath, and the Ratham started. And here all these Rathams are also starting. It is said in our scriptures, Agama scriptures, Radhastham Kesavam Drishtva Punarjanma Navidyate. We will have no next birth in this karmic land. We'll be in the divine abode of God if we see the Lord in the chariot. We are now witnessing the Lord waiting for us to just make a move so that all these rhythms also can be started. Can we make our bodies also as chariots? Wonderful. How can we make these bodies as chariots of the Lord? And before that, we ask you just a few questions, should I?
Yes.
We heard the beautiful divine glories of the Lord through our Vedanta Chaitanya Prabhuji and Radheshyam Prabhuji and Sitaram Prabhuji. So beautiful. My question to you all directly is, did you see God directly? How many of you? My friends are raising their hands, and also there. So where did you see, my friend? Directly. Directly. Now those raising hands also came down. But it's nice. You came 60% marks range. That's great. Another question I'd like to ask you. How much time a day are you able to give to God? How much time? Sincerely, seriously, regularly. How much time? I'll come from top. 10 hours. How many? No one. That's okay. Okay, 5 hours, 50% discount. How many? 5 hours. Great. At least I see 6-7 hands. 1 hour. How many? My goodness. 5 minutes. How many can you give?
Everybody.
Huh? Everybody. You talk about yourself. Don't. How many of you are sincerely able to give 5 minutes every day? So generous you are, so great. How many hours are given to you by God? 24 hours.
and how much you are able to give back in turn.
Oh, so generous.
Poor guy. He's expecting something from you for 5 minutes. What happens if you don't breathe? How much time do you want to breathe?
Always. Always.
Always. No discount?
No.
Take 5 minutes. Take 5 minutes. Is it okay?
Not possible.
No? What happens if you don't breathe? What happens?
We'll die.
What does it mean by die? What does it mean by die? I die.
The soul leaving the body.
Leaving the body.
We leave the body after poor body. If this body goes, another body comes. Shariram yada vapnoti yachha vikrama isvara gruhitva yadani sanyati. You carry your own baggage always in front of body to body. This is not a new phenomenon to you. Is it new?
No.
Since ages, since eras, yes, you are doing the same business. I am going to do the similar business even in future, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Then what's the problem? If you leave the body, then what is the problem here? Then take 5 minutes, breathe, and stop rest of the hours. Can you?
No, we can't.
You lose a chance, yes, of being in this body. But remember, if you do not chant the divine name of the Lord, the soul will die. Soul will die, not the body. If you do not breathe, it's only the body will go. But if you do not chant the name of the Lord, you will go, soul will die. Yen muhurtam khanam vapi vasudevaha na chintyate sahanihi tan mahat chidram sa prantihi sa cha vikriya. Whichever moment the soul stops remembering the divine name of the Lord, that is the hani, that is the hole, that is the death, and that is everything that we lose. Are you ready? Are you ready to lose everything? You want everything, right? Then how much time you need to chant the divine name of the Lord?
24 hours.
Then why you give only 5 minutes?
24 hours.
Now you tell me, how many of you are ready to spare the whole day, or how many of you are interested to live the whole day with no discount? Not raising the hands, how much time you are able to really give to God? That's my question. But still not ready. Now, come on, I'll give you a clue as how you will be able to spend that whole day, 24 hours of your time to God. Should I?
Yes.
What is the fee? Let's make a deal for you. How much fees are you going to pay? Huh? Not
everybody
agrees. My goodness. You need to practice it every day. That's the fees. How many of you ready? Right. Can you tell me, where does God stay? just confining them there. Don't come out of the Goloka. You will be under arrest. Is he just confined to Goloka?
No.
Or is he confined to Vaikuntha?
No.
Where does he stay? Mayatatamidam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. He said in Bhagavad Gita, Mayatatamidam sarvam jagat. But that is called avyakta murti, invisible form of mind. He is in every atom, he is everywhere. Is he within you too? Is he within you?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
How do you know that?
Bhagavad Gita.
He himself said, Aham Atma Guda Kesa Sarva Bhuta Asriyasthita. I am indweller of every soul. So do you believe in it?
Yes.
How many of you? That's right. That's really cool. So if he is there in this place, in this body, then how do you call this body?
It's temple.
Wherever you see God today, you call it as the temple, right? So if he is here in this body, how do you call this body?
Temple.
A temple. What's the difference between that temple and this temple? It's a mobile temple. Let it carry a mobile temple. It's a mobile temple. How many of you really believe in this, that this is a mobile temple? Good, good. Nice. Do you have the habit of, you know, brushing your teeth every day?
Yes.
Sure?
Yes.
And do you have the habit of taking shower every day?
Yes.
Why?
Keep the body clean.
Keep the temple clean.
Clean the body. Keep the body clean.
Don't take bath because you should be clean and hygiene. Don't wash the mouth because you want to show your teeth. No. Swamiji, what is that? Where you want to be? Or where we want me to be? My friends, remember this is a temple. And this temple has so many doors. Navadvarapuram, this is called by Lord Krishna. This is called Navadvarapuram. And when you talk about a temple, you need to keep every door clean, isn't it? Every entry point to be decorated so much. And if you really feel so, then keep this door clean. Wash it. Clean it. And if you are interested, paint it. No problem. If you really believe that this is an entry to the Lord, then you can decorate it. Otherwise, it's decorating a corpse, a dead body, a cadaver. Do you want to be a real temple or a cadaver?
Real temple.
Real temple? Then clean it. Then take a shower because you want to keep the temple always clean and neat and pure. And if you really feel so, then you can use some sprays also, no problem. If you really feel that this is the temple of God. Do you have a habit of eating food?
Yes.
Yes.
What happens if you don't eat? Don't eat because you have to live. Eat because Lord Krishna is here. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva dehinam pranavastita. I'm indweller of you, my friend. So you live. You have to take care of this guy, isn't it? Who is in you. As a pregnant lady constantly takes care of the in body, the inner self. So also you are a pregnant person. God is always here with you and you need to take care of him constantly. That's what the Prahlada Maharaj did. When father threw him from the mountain, he did not say, Ma Chastandra Babo. He didn't say that. He said, Hari. He wanted that the inner one should be saved, not himself. Hridayena Udvahan Harim. He just took care of the inner Hari. Let something hit me, but not my inner baby, Hari. That was the way of real devotees. Because you have to feed him, cook, prepare, and then feed him. Krishna arpanamastu, tat purusham adarpanam. He himself said, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, Swamiji, can we earn money? Can you earn money?
Yes.
Can we do job?
Yes.
You have to do a job because he gave you some kind of skill, some kind of ability, some kind of energy. It is given to use it, not to keep, you know, idle. So use it. Swamiji, when we do some job, we get some money also out of it, isn't it? Then, can we deposit the money, please? You can. On what name? Who gave that money to you?
Krishna.
Krishna. Who made you to work?
Krishna.
Then on whose name you have to deposit?
Krishna.
Don't do that. Environment department will take the name. Don't put on Krishna's name in the bank. For God's sake.
For God's sake.
You know why? When there is a minor and when there is a guardian, all the belongings of the guardian or minor will be on the name of guardian. Lord Krishna chose you the guardian here. He reminds himself as a minor. He wants to enjoy the warmth of your love. So he'll be here. He kept you two here. Remember, there is a saying some people say, Dehaha Devalaya Proktaha. Then Jivo Devasanatanaha, some people say, which is wrong. Jiva is not Deva. Jiva is the guardian of Deva. You understand? You are not God. You need not play God. You are a caretaker of God, appointed here. In this temple. You are the caretaker of this temple, you are the guardian of this temple, my friend. You are the guardian here. Keep it in the bank safely on the name of the guardian. You are the guardian, keep it on your name. Understand? But remember that is belonging of God.
He gave it to you to spend it for His causes, for good causes. Swamiji, then can we own a home, please? You can. For whose sake? Because you need to have Krishna there. And you also should serve Him better. Own a home. It's for Krishna's sake. Again, it should be registered. Not on Krishna's name. Because he's a minor guy. It should be registered on your name. Because you are the caretaker. You are the guardian. You are the responsible person He made you here to be. As His guardian. Be there. Swamiji, can we sleep for a while every day? You have to. When you serve Lord for some time in the temple, and then you give Him some time also, a personal time for Him to take some rest, you know. Arrange a wonderful bed and ask Him to, you know, just lay down on that and then take a nice blanket and Jo Achyutananda Jo Jo Mukunda. You have to do that. So do that. Now, tell me, if this is a mobile temple, how long or how much time in a day you can spare to Lord Krishna? Sincerely.
24 hours.
How many of you are able to spend 24 hours for Lord Krishna? At least 3-4 persons also need to raise their hand.